Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is heading home, who hadn't got home yet, that you get home safely. I'll be out to get everybody home safely. Shabbat door has been opened. All is welcome. Come on in and sup with Abba Yah. Let's all come and sit down and put our baggage down and what Abba command us to rest. Rest and bask in his glory for 24 hours. We are inside the Shabbat as we are speaking. Shabbat Shalom Yisra'el. Shabbat Shalom. And just want to, before I get into the prayer, just want to thank Abba Yah for always speaking to Sister Maria. And because normally I would send her opening song. But this time, not one time did I send her one. And every time Abba spoke to her, because Abba know what he wanted to talk about, and he know what song will be best to be led towards what we will have is worship. And every time the song just come right in and it's perfect. It's like, dang, Abba, you are amazing. You are wonderful. You lead and guide everything. What part of man's existence that your knowledge doesn't comprehend, that your knowledge doesn't engulf? Not one part. And I know at times we believe that the Abba has forgot about our lives, or he's not paying attention to our lives. I believe through Brother Daniel that he brought out the scripture, "What is man that thou art mindful of him?" And I know sometimes when we're going through what we're going through, we don't feel that he is mindful. He is taking notice of us. But let me tell you, he is. Let me open up with the prayer first before I get into that. He is taking notice. He is. Hallelujah. 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 Toda Abba Yah once again for opening up the Shabbat door for us, Abba. Thank you for allowing us to come in and rest our feet, Abba Yah, to put our burdens down, Father, that we carry throughout the week. And some of us even carry it on your holy Shabbat, Abba Yah. I pray that those who are carrying burdens, Father, that you help lift them off of them, Father. Those who have baggage with them, Father, things that have been carrying around for years, Father, that you show them what they have been carrying around, Father, what has been deep down inside of them, Father, and they don't even know themselves that it is a part of them, Father, that they believe that it is a regular behavior, Father, that you can show us that our behaviors was learned, our attitudes, the way we think, everything that we go through in this world, we have been shaped and molded in one way or another, Father, that you can come and you can show us through thy word, through your Holy Spirit, Father, where we have been shaped and molded, how we have been shaped and molded, and what have shaped and molded, Father. You can do that, Abba Yah. Only you, Father. Mankind has wisdom, Father. Yes, because you gave it to us, Abba Yah. But that doesn't have what you have, Abba Yah. Your word, your spirit sees in us, Abba Yah. We thank you, Father. You said your spirit is a candlelight within us, Father. And it shows us what's going on within us, Father. So we ask and pray that wherever we are falling short, Father, Yah, that you show us, Father. You forgive us for our sins, Father, knowingly and unknowingly, Father. Those who have went to the left and to the right, Father, that your loving commitment bring them back, Father. Those that are struggling with anything, Father, that your loving commitment cover them, Father. Any way, Father, that we need you, Father. Aya, Asha, Aya, you will be what you will be for us, Father. We know that, Father. But as your word also says, I believe, but help my unbelief, Father. Help our unbelief, Father, when we doubt, Father. When the adversary has beaten us, Father, when he has gotten hold of us, Father, and we doubt your word, Abba Yah. We doubt your strength. We doubt you. We doubt your salvation at times, Abba Yah. Forgive us for those things, Abba. Because we know to doubt is to sin, Father Yah. But even in the midst of what we're going through, we don't see it, Abba. We don't see it. We are frail, Abba. And we need your strength. We need you. In Yahushua's holy and precious name, I pray. Amen. my glasses in. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who have sanctified us with his commandment, pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us spot as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me sit down, family. Prayerfully, all is well. It's, I hope I'm sounding well. I didn't get a text saying I can't hear you or nothing. So, prayerfully, I know a text didn't go out today to the family that we was having blog talk. So, but we don't always need that reminder because we know if we're not having blog talk, a text will go out. You know, so hopefully those who know the show come on at 7:30 have joined, and those who don't, you know, when they hear it, Abba Yah have a word for us. If not, Abba Yah will still be done. Amen? Amen. But it's funny how this week went. You know, I always have to talk about my life experiences or the experiences of Brother Ariel / Sean Kelly. I always got to start off like that. And tonight almost didn't happen, to be honest with you. When I say Abba Yah knows everything, he's God and everything, he is. He is. Tonight almost did not happen. And funny thing, I was feeling that week, that way all week long. And it ain't just start today. It started all week long. And the thing that was riding, something was riding my spirit this week, family. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Something was riding my spirit this week. And maybe if I could share what Abba Yah allowed to send me through, it helped someone else, you know. But a good friend of mine coached me and told me, you know, what else would you be doing if you're not doing a lesson, you know. But I'm in my mind, I'm thinking I have an excuse. Nah, I'm not feeling it. I didn't hear the word of Yahweh. I know I got a, and that's our foolish thinking, though. You always hear the word of Yahweh. When you hear a Moray say that, that's foolish thinking. I'm going to be on. I'm going to be the one to say it. That's us and our excuse making, because Abba Yah is always speaking. It's not that he's never not speaking to us. If you read just the book of Genesis or just three chapters in Genesis, you have gave the word of Yahweh. Amore has no excuse. I'm sorry, brother. I know y'all gonna be a little upset, those who want to use that excuse, but we don't. It's just we are being our own selfishness, and at that moment, we do not feel like doing the will of Yahweh. And it happens. It happens. We get in that flesh, and we want to use excuses. I'm letting you know now, because I was in my flesh. Again, Abba is always speaking. He's always speaking to us. It is us who ignores him. He don't ignore us. It's us who ignore him. And it's us allow this flea vessel, this earth, this realm that we're in to confuse, confound, and move away from Abba Yah. Abba Yah. And then sometimes you are legitimately, you tired. Your spirit has overwhelmed your flesh, and your flesh is literally tired. So that right there, all right. But again, the word of Yahweh, it will quicken it. But sometimes that flesh is overwhelmed. And we make excuses, and we just don't want to do it. I felt that since Monday. And I've been telling, I got a chance to talk to Marielle and got a chance to talk to Brother Harwell and also the friend, very good friend of mine. And Harwell and Marielle both were saying that, you know what, I'm going to get to you. I always get to you. Don't worry about it. He'll give it to you. And basically, he has already gave me a thought. It's never that for me and how he uses me. He always gives me a thought. But it's up to me to sit down and get into the word of Yahweh to nurture that thought. You know, sometimes I put that thought off to Thursday, then sometimes I put it off like today, Friday, when I got off. I put that thought all the way off because in my spirit, it wasn't, didn't feel lively. And that was only because of what I was going through in my flesh. My flesh didn't feel lively. My flesh had some craziness going on. And you know, it's funny, right? When I say Abba Yah knows everything, all knowledge comes from him, which is the title. And in fact, I don't even have a subtitle for this. In fact, I don't. I didn't get it. But y'all can. Y'all can, whatever Abba Yah come across your mind and your spirit, you put a subtitle to it. But when I say it's crazy, but 2 minutes ago, about 7:14, 7:15, I got a text from the knowledge of Yahweh. There you are, brother, there you are. Whatever Abba Yah give you to speak, you speak it boldly. Because he gave, what he gave me, I was like, oh, you know what, I'm going to dance around that. I ain't even going to talk about that, what was going on with me this week. I got the lesson. I sat there and I did it, but just before, I just finished the lesson by like 7 o'clock. Still sitting in there in my own mind, dancing around in my own spirit, like, you know, I don't know if I'm going to bring that out, Abba Yah. You going to bring it out. You going to talk about it. You know what? I got somebody that's going to call you and text you and let you know. Matter of fact, I'm going to even give you a song about it. I'm gonna cover every avenue. When I tell you, and at one time I thought it was just a male problem, but it's not just a male problem. It's not. And Daywell, I mean not Daywell, you don't know, but Harrell and Mario, they know what I was going through this week, you know, because it's been months, and I hope because the children online, so adults, y'all got to pick your discernment is on, so I can't say exactly what I was going through, but it's been months, and every now and then, for male and female, for human being period, you go through that, especially if you've been without intimacy in months. It comes upon you like a craving, and you want that, and for me, I couldn't hear nothing else. I didn't want to hear nothing else. I wanted to stay in that craving, if you understand what I'm saying. You know, it's children, so I got to be PG family, but I'm quite sure that don't know what I'm talking about, because if you're an adult and you have been intimate, you know what I'm talking about. You've been there. You've been there with those cravings. You've been there with that want, with that urge, that it becomes, I don't care what it is, it becomes like a craving to you that you want it. But when I tell you, I'll be out going to explain what that is later on, because things, we ain't going to be here long tonight, family. We're going to, because it's basically talking about the knowledge of Yahweh compared to man's knowledge. And that's the route we're going tonight, with his wisdom. But when I say some things that I had to look up, because I wasn't going to look up, and when I said, oh, my God, hey, you really was paying attention to what was going on with me this week. You really understand what goes on. When I tell you, it's going to blow your mind, and probably already know it for y'all who are students of the word. You probably know. But when you know what that urge is, you know what that yearning is, and it is not from the point of true intimacy, it's just from the point of release. Again, we got to be adults. Somebody send me a thumbs up if y'all understand what I'm saying. If not, I got to try to bring it out another way. send me a thumbs up and say, hey, all right, I understand what you're saying. That release. But it don't come in the form of intimacy. But you just want to release. And that release becomes so great and so overwhelming to you. Can you imagine? That's how so much foolishness goes on in this world, because the passions of men, the passions of women, hallelujah, that they can't control, that release, right? You know, they can't control none of that. And why are we even going this route? That's coming in this world. And the world going to be upside down, but even more than what it is now, that you're going to need to be able to control your passion. You may go a year or two, 3 years without sneaking your mind, Satan, that is. And have you see that old four-legged thing out there and say, that look good to you? Because we think it's crazy and far-fetched, right? It's crazy and far-fetched for a man to see this four-legged thing and say, ooh, okay, that look good to me. You know what? I think I can. It sounds foolish, right? So far-fetched. But why did Abba have to go back all the thousands of years ago and tell Moshe, sleep with beasts, tell women to don't sleep with the beast? Why did he have to tell them that? Far-fetched. It's so crazy. Tell them that. He had to tell Israel that. Children, I want your land with beasts as you would lay with mankind. Those women who still happening today. I saw something online where the sheep at this farm, and I think it was in Finland somewhere, one of those European countries, the farmer knew something was wrong with them. Attitude has changed, not knowing that one of his handlers was telling him, say this, for men and destroy themselves sheep at night, and the farmer noticed a difference in them. He did some investigation, found out that the man had men coming in and out of there at night, sleep. Get animals. Crazy, right? Crazy. But what happens when a man or woman can't control those passions and all they want is a release? In some instances, the female and male, they ain't worrying about nobody else. They just worrying about their release. That's it. And that's the main thing to them. Bump the intimacy part. Just the release. Same thing what we see out here in this world today. We see that a man has allowed his passions to go so far that Abba had to say back then, man, don't sleep with mankind as with womankind. Woman, you the same way. You're the same way. You are the same way. But Abba want his children to be able to control those urges. That urge shouldn't come in between you and Abba Yah. It shouldn't. But then again, it's always of our minds as being human beings, right? The foolishness of our minds. Because Abba had to tell men who had multiple wives. In the beginning, way back in Exodus, look, once you take that new wife, don't you forget about that old wife. Don't you allow her wifely duties to go without. Don't, in other words, remember her in her time of need. Remember her. Remember her. Because she needs that too. We saw that with Leah. What did Leah had to do? Father Yaakov. From Rachel. Far a night with this brother. He had another wife. The duties. Leah. Duties. Her time. Intimacy. Forgot all about it. He was so in love with this. And forgot her duties. Hopefully we ain't taking it the wrong way and thinking duties in that way. But yes, the word do say duty. So we going to say duties. It's a duty to please one another. Say something is going on. Something is going on. Paul had to come back and reiterate it. Defraud not one another. Defraud not one another, because as well as the duty of that woman, is also a duty of that man. Who can slip in? Satan can slip in. He in. And as for me, I won't go to talk about Yahweh. I'm going to let you know what. I'm going to go ahead and talk this week up. I got to teach 8 weeks in a row anyway, because when I come up, when this blog talk is over, I still got to teach the next week, so I might as well just do a double. I had all types of excuses in my mind, for real. And the Lord will give us that, right? He will suggest these things in our minds, and you know what? So, family be all right. You know, they students, they get a whole bunch of word in the archives. They can go get some word out of the archives and go from there. They'd be good and be able to go from there. But that craving, that whispering, all that took my mind off. And it's a funny thing. It's friend of mine called it some act right. And it's crazy because when it happens, it's like you act right. You act right. Most men will act right if it's done right. And I'm trying to be PG as possible, but it is right. It's act right. It's act right. When it's done right. But it's on both sides, too. Brothers, it's act right for them sisters, too. When your heart and soul is in it and it's just not a release. I mean, wifely duties, every believer who is a release. Honestly, to be honest, it is. Every night will not be 100%. But every night just won't. We live in that type of world. The things that is constantly moving. But if both parties are there and not thinking about self and thinking about the other one, both will end up with some act right, to be honest. Both will. One party won't end up, and they still in that mode of, or this person afterwards, right? It will become this person. We've been on there both sides of the fence. We all have. When you in there, you got to some act right, and the other one didn't get no act right, and then that's acting wrong. And finally, the things that I'll be out have you to talk about. Trust me, I won't go talk about it until D.U.L. say, look, did you say something to D.U.L. or something? Because I'm sitting here saying I'm going to skip that part. I'm going straight into the lesson. And by the time we get into the lesson, maybe that might come out again. But even when I went into the lesson, they had to look up. You know what? I'm going to skip that too, Abaya. We can do that. We don't think that everything that comes out of the Moray's mouth that Abaya is always speaking. We can ignore what he say at times unless you know that Moray, he didn't say something. He act like he want to catch them words because they came out of his mouth so fast. I'm trying to have that happen to me before. And I'm trying to catch the words, but Abaya, he will bring them straight out you. You ain't got no brakes on your mouth. You ain't sitting there trying to meditate and think on what you're saying. You don't have that control. He going to say it. And you're going to be like, yo, you said that? Dang, oh my God. But he said we will be put before the peoples as a slaughter all day long. Paul said that. And Dawid said it. Your life is laid down in front of the people as a slaughter. I don't know. Maybe there's a sister, there's a brother out there who's been wanting to act right from their significant other. And things have been going on, nothing now. Or a brother and sister that's single, who've been wanting some act right, which it truly is. It truly is when it's done right. And Abaya needs to speak to him. Because, again, all knowledge comes from Yah. Ain't nothing we doing on this planet, not one human being, that he do not know. He knows everything. He knows our thoughts afar off. There's nothing that we can do, think, say, whatever you call it, that he did not know. He knows it all. He knows when we upset because we didn't get the act right, and then our feelings start changing and our attitudes start changing. We angry, we upset, and we not hearing him, we not listening to him. All because of some act right, which plays a very important part to the world. Shouldn't play that much of a part to believers, but it did. We got some brothers in this joint has been celibate for, my goodness, 10 years, maybe 8, 9 years. I'm guessing. I know 2, 3, 4 offhand. Shabba, I don't mean to call you throw out there like that, Shabba, I'm sorry. Couple brothers, Marielle and D-Well. Look at them brothers. If you're a brother who haven't gotten some act right, and probably some sister too, I just don't know your name. I know you're happy. Hey, you throwing my business out there, brother. Oh, yeah. But I'll say you can't. You're going to run tell that. Oh, man. But Abaya knows everything, God. And nothing we doing in this world that he don't know. And if you belong to him, he waiting to see what we going to do. While he orchestrates what's going on in your life. While he allows what's going on in our lives. And that's where most believers fall off with Yahweh. That's where most of us, we fall off with Yahweh. Because we know and understand, like, oh, but ain't nothing that going on in our lives that you don't know about. See the heartache. You see the pain, broaden of the act, right? You see all that. Email. You know, this person did that happened in my life, how I got robbed over here. You ain't nothing that you don't see. I'll go through that. upset with Abiyah because there's nobody who does not have a relationship with him don't know that he knows everything that goes on in your life. You allow this to happen to me. You allow that to happen. You allow my grandmother to die. Ah, that was the best person in my life. My mother had to pass away. Why didn't you save my mother? Had to die. Why that had to die? Why this had to happen to me? Why I get beat like that? Jump. She don't love me the way she should be loving me. My husband don't love me the way she should be. He should be loving me. My sons, my daughters, they don't respect me. All that I do, you see everything. I like that as believers. Came to you, I know my life's supposed to be better. Supposed to be going through this. I'm a believer. Sacrifice my life for you. Yeah, I'm probably out in trouble with this, right? Like, this thing down there acting a fool for real. He or she thinks they did something for me. For me. What can you do for me? What? What can you do? We ran with Job. He said he broke down to Job. Where was you at? You know, when the belt or Haran I was making, when the clouds, where was you at? When I separated the seas, where was you at? He's joking. If he gave us the book of Job as a blueprint to how we're going to act when we go through something, even the smallest things, it may not be. Nowhere near what Job went through. He gave us that as a blueprint. How we going to act? How we going to do everything? See, how all he's trying to do is to get us to know him. Not hear of him, but to know him. You know what, family? Not many people in this world can say that, but they know him. Not many people in this world can say that they know Yahweh, Yahushua HaMashiach. Not many people, but that's a small thing compared to what we go through, right? A small thing to those urges. That's a small thing to our disappointment and all that other stuff. That you know Yahushua HaMashiach. Job had to say, Father, I thought I knew you. I didn't know you. But you know what? Now I know you. Now I know you. I know you, man. But we, in our frailty, in this flesh, with Yahweh is trying to elevate us from it. But we keep allowing this frailty of this flesh to keep us close to the ground. But he's trying to elevate us. He's trying to walk with us like he did Enoch. You want to walk with us. Can you imagine the faith that Enoch had, that he had a chance to walk with the Most High? Abraham, he gave us examples. Don't we want to be one of those examples that 50, 100 years from now, if the world is still moving, that people talk about, that allowed your life to get glory because you gave him glory. But We in our Job, our wants, our hurts, our pains. And yes, in some instances, they are great. Nothing greater than Yahweh. Nothing. Nothing greater than him. In Yahushua HaMashiach. I'm going to quote a scripture. How many people believe it? I could do all things through Yahushua who strengthened me. You believe that? Or is it just a scripture we heard, we read, we know? Some of us can tell us book, chapter, and verse. Believe it. This hurt, this pain, this thing that I'm going through. I can beat that through Yahushua HaMashiach. But then sometimes Yahweh allow us, again, to go through it for his glory. So when we do come through it, we can say, I did this through the strength of Yahushua HaMashiach. It wasn't me. That urge that I had all week that didn't allow me, I didn't understand that until I sat down and was putting the lesson together and went into the book of James, which we're going to go into tonight, started reading. Tell me, you knew what was going on all that time? You saw that? You put the right people in the right places. The motivation, the speaking, the encouragement. To sit down and teach how we operate. Let him speak to you. Then the real one that hit home is Brother Deuel, is the knowledge of Yahweh. And I was like, hold on. But that, for me, that just blew my mind. Because I wasn't going to talk about it, family. Y'all wouldn't have heard this. But told that brother, you speak boldly. It's amazing, family. It's amazing the things that he do for us. It's amazing. And for me, it brings me joy. And that same joy I have, I want to share with y'all. And hopefully, I want y'all to share it with someone else. And that thing catch fire. And we keep sharing the joy that Abba Yah brings us. It can make a difference in this darkened world. We can make a difference. We can bring hope to a darkened world. Every time you speak to someone, you bring hope to them. You bring the love of Yahweh towards them. But and now we'll bog us down, and that love won't be sincere. That hope could care less about it. That we are the ones who he chose to bring hope, love to a darkened world. A darkened world. That's it, family. I'm going to go ahead and start this lesson. I said I wasn't going to be long, but, you know, I've got other things we want to talk about, so we're going to talk about that. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, family. Y'all know the opening scripture. And I will be reading out of the WEBA tonight. Might go back into the King James family for those who are taking notes. I only got about four scriptures down here. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Again, we hear these words. We hear the scripture. Where's the application? When we're going through things, are we going to Abba Yah and are we talking to him? Who is winning at that time? But then again, like we said, some things we're going to go through and it's for our learning. But then again, some things are for the glory of Yahweh. All of it is for the glory. Which, in essence, some things we bring on ourselves, and we got to go through something and learn something, and Yahweh get the glory. And some things that we don't bring on ourselves, it just happened to us for the glory of Yahweh. Trust in Yahweh with all your heart. Lean on your own understanding. And you know what? He don't mean that. Not when you're going through something. When you got about a few excuses that you don't have to. Right? When you're going through something, when life is getting the best of you, when you didn't get your way, when you got disappointed, when you're angry, you don't have to do that. No, I'm bored of that. In all your ways, and he will make your path straight. In all your ways. You have no excuse when it comes to that. You can't say I was angry. You can't say I was going through something. I didn't get no act right. I didn't get none of that. I wasn't loved the way I wanted to be loved. I wasn't held that night. I wasn't kissed that night. My husband didn't bring me no roses home. I've been in the house slaving all week. He didn't even acknowledge the things that I do. He didn't even give me or say that I am worth. He don't show me none of that. She don't show me none of that. Matter of fact, my manager on the job always hounded me, and I'm one of the best workers, but every time I turned around, he always hounded me. She always hounded me. Vendetta against me. They mad at me. They angry at me. Why? Because I'm serving you, Yahweh, so I know they don't like me because of that. They squeezing me. Still don't have none. We don't give us excuses. Maybe we going to do it or we not going to do it. We don't have no excuse. And there's not even a try. I do like that part that Yoda said. There's no try. Either you're going to do it or you're not going to do it. That's it. Do we fall short at trying at times? I mean, at doing it, we fall short. But we don't give up. We don't lose hope. Or focus in his word. Let's go to the Book of Wisdom, because it's going to give us a thought of what we're going to be reading in the Book of Corinthians. So we read this in the Book of Wisdom. Book of Wisdom, chapter 9, 16 through 18. And the meat of it is in 17. The thought is in 17, but I got the whole thing is a thought, but the main thing is in 17. And hardly do we divine the things that are on earth, things that are at hand. We find with labor, but the things that are in the heavens, who yet traced out. Whoever gained knowledge of your counsel, except you gave wisdom, and sent your Holy Spirit from on high. He's equating the Holy Spirit with wisdom. So we will be interchanging that when we go into the Book of Corinthians. He's equating, which is wisdom, the Holy Spirit, and those who know, we can even go a little further. Yahushua, all of it is one. One. Don't know, and if you don't have that understanding, you can always call one of the Marais and they will break it down for you. Them which are on earth were corrected in the things that are pleasing to you, and through wisdom were they saved. And through wisdom were they saved. Through who? Through Yahushua HaMashiach were they saved. When they taught Yahushua HaMashiach. So let's go to the Book of Corinthians, and we're going to be reading the Book of Corinthians, first chapter, 18 through 31, then we're going to keep going through chapter 2. So that's 1 Corinthians 18 through 31 and chapter 2 for those who are taking our notes. Listen to it, family. Listen. Listen. For the word, I know your Bible may say cross, but we know and understand that it was just a trick, a stake. It's foolishness to those who are dying, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of Elohim. It's written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. I will bring the discernment of the discerning nothing. Where is the wise? Listen, he's asking questions. Whenever the Bible asks questions, as we have been taught many a time, it always answers. Where is the scribe? Where is the lawyer of this world? Hasn't Elohim made foolish wisdom of this world? And that the wisdom of Elohim, world through its own wisdom, didn't know Elohim. It was Elohim's good pleasure through the foolishness to save those who believe. Sorry, you want to retext that. It was for me. I didn't get a chance to see it. Let me start over 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? In these questions, remember, questions that Paul is asking. Where is the lawyer of this world? Hasn't Elohim made foolish the wisdom of this world? For seeing that in the wisdom of Elohim, the world through its wisdom didn't know Elohim. It was Elohim's good pleasure through the foolishness of the preaching to save those who believe. So look, y'all wisdom. I gave y'all a spirit of understanding. And through y'all spirit of understanding, world that I put out there, that will show me, y'all didn't even understand that. Started worshiping the things that I created and not the creator. The Yahudi acts for signs. Seek after wisdom. And I'm going to say Gentiles when I see that word. Greek family is the Gentiles. I tell you, it's small little thoughts like that, family. The small little thoughts that these translators try to bring over into our minds as if the Grecians had anything to do with the word of Yahweh in the sense of they were the chosen people, as if they are on par who he chose. So it's the Gentiles. But they wanted to put that little seed in our head and think, so when we read, or you got most people who, when they start talking about the Greeks, they on par with Israel. And understand Christianity and everything else came out of that. So it's on par with Israel. It's right there on the same level. In fact, we are the new chosen one. Even the translations. But we preach Mashiach crucified, a stumbling block to the Yahudis, foolishness to the Gentiles. Those who are called, both Yahudi and Gentile, there's one special group that's outside of Israel that he's calling. He's calling all Gentiles outside of Israel. Not just that one special group that the translators, again, is trying to implant in their minds. One part with Israel. No, they're not. No, they're not. Only one group they call. One group. And the other, he called Gentiles. They are able to come in the commonwealth of Israel and gain access to the kingdom and be a part of the nation of Israel. But to those called both, listen to that, both, right? Listen. Both Yahudi and Gentile. Mashiach is the power of Elohim and the wisdom of Elohim. Just reading the book of wisdom by the Holy Spirit. Because the foolishness of Elohim is wiser than men, And the weakness of Elohim is stronger than men. You see, calling brothers, that not many arise according to the flesh, not many mighty, and not many noble. But Elohim chose the foolish things of the world that he might put to shame those who are wise. Elohim chose the weak things of the world that he might put to shame the things that are strong. I will say this. Yes, he's talking about flesh, but he's not just talking about flesh for those who have some discernment. He's talking about those spiritual things, those unclean demons, those who look at the flesh, who look at mankind and despise mankind, who look at mankind and think mankind is a beast, who look at mankind and think mankind is weak. Listen to them. And Elohim chose the lowly things of the world, the things that are despised, and the things that exist, that he might bring to nothing, things that exist. Brother Dayuel brought it out last week. Listen to what he just said. Have an ear, let him hear. Something existed before this lowly of base thing came. Elohim. We talk about Hillel and his fallen ones who are put away. Forbade Abiyah. He ain't talking about them. But Elohim chose the foolish things of the world that he might be put to shame those who are wise. Elohim chose the weak things of the world that he they are filled with the knowledge of Yahweh up there. They didn't lose the knowledge of Yahweh. He didn't take away their wisdom. He didn't take away their knowledge. Man. But Paul, understanding the spirit of Yahweh, is going to come down through the annals of time. They're going to understand. Yahweh going to show. He's going to show them what he really talking about. Again, Elohim chose the foolish things of the world that he might put to shame those who are wise. Elohim chose the weak things of the world that he might put to shame things that are strong. Elohim chose the lowly things of the world that are despised and the things that didn't exist that he might bring to nothing that exists. Y'all don't think the angels despise us, not the ones that's obeying. Y'all don't think Hillel and his minions, they despise us. Sent out a thing about 3 months back, and it was a real quick snippet of the rapper Cardi B, and she got demons. Yes, we did it. She has demons. But in this snip, she was talking, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, she said, "Humans are hate." Right on in what she was saying, but her eyes rolled in her head. Everything changed about her. That split second, "Humans are hate. Hate are human." When you read all the comments, probably one or two people say, "Whoa, did y'all see what just happened? How that demon spoke to her?" But it went right over their head. Fire up. Fire up. That no flesh should boast before Elohim because of him in Mashiach Yahushua, who was made to us wisdom from Elohim and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he who boasts, let him boast Yahweh. Two for him. To you, brothers, I didn't come with excellence of speech or of wisdom proclaiming to you the testimony of Elohim. For I determined not to know anything among you except Yahushua HaMashiach and him crucified. Needed to know. I didn't have to come with excellence of words. He's going to say that a little later. I was with you in weakness, in fear, in much trembling. Speech and my preaching were not in persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Elohim. Faith wouldn't stand in the wisdom of men, but in Yahushua HaMashiach. That's where your faith should be lying. In him, not what man teaches, not the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of Yah. 6. We speak wisdom, however, among those who are full grown. Abba Yah has given us to everybody. This ain't something that he has given us in the sense that we are so happy with it that we run out there and we tell everybody, you know what? He is the 22 letters of the alphabet. That Yahushua ben Nun, you know, that's the one that came down to Nun. They're going to look at you like you crazy. Just go out there and blabbing everything that Abba Yah give you to everybody. First, find out where they are. Everybody. Knowledge. Understanding that Abba Yah gives us is just not for everybody. It's just not. I know that may be a hard pill to swallow, but it's not. We know we got an example in the word of that. We got an example. Me and Brother Mario was talking earlier, and he pulled the scripture out. See, Yahushua, when he was talking to the Talmudim and the rest of the people, he spoke in parables. But when he got the Talmudim, he got his students to the side, he gave them the understandings of the heavens, the secrets of the heavens. And they asked him, why you do that? And he plainly said, the master, everybody to know. But everybody out here is running with the word of Yahweh as if they know, and they don't. For everyone to know. Salvation is for everyone to know, but not the secret of the kingdom. It's not for everyone to know. Real quick, we just gonna step here for a minute. Y'all gonna roll with me. Why isn't it for everyone to know? Because sometimes some of the knowledge that Abba Yah gives us is for a set time and place for it to be brought out. How you going to say that, brother? Oh, yeah, you just be jumping out there like with no purse. You always jumping out there. What was Talmudim? What was they? After Yahushua gave them the message, right? After he sent them out, they was messengers of his word. They was messengers of the gospel. And all the secrets of the kingdom, they can't just give to everybody. Some messengers messed up before and did that. They gave man some wisdom of the kingdom that should not have been given to them. Well, finally, y'all know, but I'm going to tell them who don't know. The fallen angels who came down and slept with women that were supposed to, the watchers, that was supposed to look over mankind's affairs, not mankind, in the affairs of Yahweh, gave mankind secrets of the heavens that wasn't supposed to be given to them. So what happened? Yahweh locked them up. Not just because of that, because they also slept with women, but they wasn't supposed to give mankind the wisdom of the heavens yet. We see out here in the world today is a result given the wisdom of the heavens when they wasn't supposed to give it yet. They was not supposed to give that wisdom out yet. So, again, messengers who have been entrusted with the word of Yahweh in the aspect that you are pulled to the side and given secrets of the heavens, be careful. The secrets of the heavens be given out. There's a time and a place for it. And we better be sure that Abba Yah is speaking and we're not out there just giving out secrets so we can feel good or we can feel like we have wisdom and knowledge and someone else don't, because you're going to get it. Because those secrets, some of them are not yet to be put out. Six again, family. We speak wisdom, however, among those who are full grown. Yet, a wisdom not in this world, nor the rulers of this world, who are coming to nothing. The angels. And I'm talking about those who obey and those who didn't obey. Know some of the secrets that Abba Yah has given. Even as I believe Brother D, you brought this out too last week when he said, they yearn to look into what is this thing called salvation. They don't know the workings of it. Stand it. A lot of those who are saved on the road of salvation, they don't know the inner workings of it. All they know is we saved. We are on the road of salvation. But the inner workings of it. You're blessed. And that person that's on the road of salvation, that don't mean that Yahweh won't give you the inner workings of it. You have to show your due diligence and stay on that road. You have to show your due diligence in seeking the kingdom of heaven. Individuals have to do that. Open up. Happen to you. If you show your due diligence. But you got to move away from that man's wisdom. You cannot take man's wisdom and warp it in with Abba's wisdom. You can't do that. You want them secrets of the kingdom? You want the intricate workings of salvation? Move away from man's wisdom and allow Abba Yah to show you. But we speak Elohim's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden, which Elohim foreordained before the world for our glory. That wisdom. You want that knowledge. Show your due diligence to Abba Yah, and he'll give it to you. He will not withhold it from you, which none of the rulers of this world has known. For had they known, they wouldn't have crucified Adonai Yahushua of glory. They wouldn't have did it. They known it. The rulers of this world. So those demons, those principalities in high places, halal, did it. If you understood that wisdom. Yeah, he has wisdom of Abba. Yeah, the demons and all that, they have wisdom. But just like any good teacher, I ain't going to teach you everything I know. I won't teach you everything I know. You don't know everything I know, but I know everything you know. And that's halal. That's Satan. There's nothing he knows that Abba Yah don't know. There's a myriad of things that Abba Yah know he don't know. Minions and even the angels that obey Abba Yah, they don't know. They don't know. Even at one time, Yahushua himself didn't know. Now, I do believe now he knows, but at one time, he didn't know what I still don't believe he knows. Abba Yah knows. He may, but I'm quite sure Abba Yah will not withhold anything from him. I'll say that. But at one time, he didn't know the date or the time or the hour when things were supposed to take off. But I'm guaranteed he knows now. Which none of the rulers of this world has known. But had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Light of Glory. It is written, which I didn't see, ear didn't hear, which didn't enter the heart of man, Elohim had prepared for those who love him. But to us, Elohim revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, just the deep things of Elohim. Elohim, the Spirit of Yahushua HaMashiach, searches all things of Elohim. For who among men knows the things of a man which is in him? So, no one knows the things of Elohim except Elohim's Spirit, wisdom. But we receive not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from Elohim. We might know the things that were freely given to us by Elohim, his wisdom, his wisdom. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. You mean, Brother Paul? What are we comparing spiritual things to spiritual things? Friends, first of all, is vast. It's the word of Yahweh, which he's talking about. But it's so much more than the word of Yahweh. From Genesis to Hazan and all the books that is in between is spiritual things, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. Everything that is written in the word of Yahweh from Genesis to Hazan, from Genesis to Revelation, is spiritual. Everything. Yahweh is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Gives us this physical world. Understand a spiritual truth. Much more than just saying Genesis to Revelation is everything in this world system he has given his believers to understand him. We get clogged and bogged down with this world and we don't see. He's trying to show us what he's trying to elevate us. This last elders meeting, last priest meeting, and one scene in the Matrix, he finally saw everything around him was in numbers and he was in green. When he finally saw everything was around him was in numbers and he saw the similitude of the agent, down and jumped in the agent. Abba is trying to take us. When we don't just see the word of Yahweh in this book right here, but we see the word of Yahweh thing in this world. Blade of grass, the word of Yahweh. We see it in the bumblebee, the word of Yahweh. We see the word of Yahweh in things. Is made by the word of Yahweh. Is made by his word. Everything. So when we get to that point when Neil was able to see, it's where Abba is trying to take us. But we have to show our due diligence in what we do in this world. We have to show that okay, Abba, I see why I was going through that. And we learn from it. And we move on. But when it comes around again, that we're able to not that it won't beat us every now and then, not that it won't get us, that we won't stay in that rut for so long. Why? Because we didn't been through it. We didn't learn from it. Abba Yah is that parent that's forever teaching his children through the world that he created, so we can come to see his word in everything. Because, so if his word is in everything, what else is in everything? Everything. I mean, Yahushua HaMashiach is in everything. We just got to get rid of those blind, that stony heart, and allow Abba Yah to open up our mind so we can see it, we can understand it, we can apply it to our lives. But it's a process, son. It's a process. 13 again. Which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, carrying spiritual. Now, the natural man doesn't receive the things of Elohim's spirit, for they are foolishness to him, and he can't know them because they are spiritually discerned. What did he just say? This natural man, he ain't going to understand that Elohim, that Yahushua is within that butterfly. He's within that blade of grass. He's within everything that the eye can see. He ain't going to get it because it takes the spirit of Yahweh to show us Adam, Yahweh, every cell, every vessel, every blood that houses, that we house inside of us, is Yahweh. Things is Yahweh. All knowledge is His. It encompasses in this world. What He wants to give us is the understanding of it. He wants to elevate us without even leaving this earth. It's going to take humility to get there. So, and imagine having that type of knowledge that you can see the molecules, the cells, and how they move in. That when man got to get under a microscope to see these things, but the Spirit of Yahweh will allow you to see that. And you see the intricate workings of every living thing in this world. That's what Yahushua walked around and saw. We believe that or not? He walked around and he was able to see every living molecule, every atom, thing that he laid his eyes on. He was able to see it. Able to see all of that. Walked up to a tree and the tree wasn't doing what it was supposed to do. A fig tree, and he cursed it. He needs you to do what I said to do, and you wasn't doing it because he saw it. Made you to see. Plain legs, I made you to walk. There's no lame in the kingdom of Yah up there that what we call is broken or fragile. There's nothing. That's real. It may not be scripture, but it's real. Do it have to be written in the text for us to believe it and understand it? Because a lot of our brothers and sisters, if it ain't written, book, tapped, and verse, I don't believe it. I can't feel it. I can't see it. Chosen to see everything is much more than us just understanding His word. He wants us to see everything. everything. And we can do that in this flesh. Yeah, we sure did. Are you going too far there, Brother Aliyah? You're going too far. Emma, do you believe? I believe it. Believe it. But I'm like that old brother. Help my unbelief. Help my doubt. Help me to really walk into that. Really walk into that. Because whatever your plan for my life, I want to achieve it. I want to be there, whatever you're planning for my life. So help my unbelief, help my frailties, as well as my brothers and sisters who have the same sentiment as me. Help us all, Abigail. Help us all. You want us to see the molecules. You want us to see the atoms, the cells. And help us, Abigail, so we can get there, so we can truly become Yahushua on this earth. Well, you done messed up the air, Ariel. You done told them people they can be Yahushua on this earth. Yeah, because your word says so. Your word says so. Well, Father, came from me. But he who is spiritually discerned, who is spiritually discerned, all things himself is judged by no one. For who has known the mind of Yahweh that he should instruct him? But we have Mashiach. He just told us that. All we just talked about. If you got the mind of Yahushua on earth, are him on this earth. You can move the way he moved on this earth. Yeah, it just won't happen overnight, fam. I'm telling you. It's not going to happen for us overnight. It's going to take some serious dedication, some serious self-denial, some serious soul searching to get there. But we got the mind of Yahushua. We got a small part of it. We can grow it. We can grow it. James 3, family. We just going to read it. We already talked about it. I'll tell you the words that you can look up and you'll find exactly what we were talking about. James chapter 3. That scripture. And then we're going to come back to Corinthians. We're going to read the whole James. James, a servant. James chapter 3. Let not many of you be teachers, knowing that we will receive heavier judgment. Hey, he's trying to tell us right there. But let's know. So many in the world want to be teachers. But James says, hey, you know if you're a teacher, your judgment is going to be heavier than everybody else's on the world. If you desire to be a teacher, you desire to be a moré, you desire to be a priest. Teacher for those who don't know. You know judgment is going to be harder than the average Joe. Look at this. I'm going to tell you what he's talking about. He said those who know are going to get many strikes. Those who don't know, two strikes. Hey, you ain't escaping. Teachers. Those who've been set up to teach his word, your judgment is heavier than the average Joe. So Brother James, Brother Yaakov here is letting us, hey, don't be jumping up wanting to be teachers. But the world, they don't understand. Because so many of them out there, even when you think you on TikTok and you trying to teach, trying to give a little lesson, remember for that. And there's so many of them who you go on all these social media. So many is trying to teach the word of Yahweh. Understanding, you know your judgment is going to be severe. People down the wrong way. you know it's going to be severe. I don't care if you're a false teacher. If you out there spreading lies, you out there telling lies, got some truth mixed into it, your judgment is more severe than those who are not. Don't be jumping up here trying to be a teacher. Let not many of you be teachers, my brother, knowing that we will receive heavier judgment. For in many things we all stumble. If anyone doesn't stumble in words, the same is perfect, and to bridle the whole body also. Indeed, we put bits in the horse's mouth so that they may obey us, and we guard their whole body. Ships also, I got to stretch this out a little bit. They are so big and are driven by fierce winds, guided by a very small rudder, ever the pilot desires. So a little member, both great things. See how a small fire spread to a large frog. Tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity among our members. Tongue which defiles the whole body, set on fire the course of nature, and is set fire of Sheol. You know, your brother said Gehenna, but you know, we ain't dealing with those. Everything go back to the Hebrew. For every kind of animal, bird, creeping thing, and sea creature is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But nobody can tame the tongue, full of deadly poison. It we bless Yahweh, one and Father, and with it we curse men who are made in the image of Elohim. Listen to how the brother try to bring that up. With this tongue, we sing praises, we give up hallelujah, but in the same thing that was made in the image of him, we curse. We have all types of vile things to say about, but yet we going to give praises and honor to him. He frowns upon that. Out of the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brothers, things ought not to be so. Does a spring sent out from the same opening fresh and bitter water? Fresh water and salt water won't even come together. Mix is a line drawn in the ocean with fresh water on one side, salt water on the other side, and they will not mix. Tree, my brother, yield olive, fig tree, a vine fig, thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh water. Wise and understanding among you, let him show by his good conduct. Oh, my bad. Give me a minute, family. My earbud went dead. Oh, I'm coming. I'm getting this out. Hold on for a second. I should have had that one ready on hand. I'm connected. I'm back. 13 again. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by his good conduct that his deeds are done in gentleness of wisdom. In other words, in the spirit of Yahushua. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your heart, don't boast and don't lie against the truth. Wisdom is not that which comes down from above, but it is earthly, sensual. That word right there. Look that word up, sensual. Matter of fact, go to the King James. You got that. That's that word right there. When you look that word up, it's going to take you to an animal type of lust. And that's what he's talking about. That's what he was talking about. When you look that up, it's going to take you to an animal type of love. Like how animals, they just want to satisfy our urge. And I was amazed because, you know, I'm like, heck, you going to throw me out there like that? Yeah. As I am, I'm going to throw you out there. You had that feeling with you all week long. You had that urge, that burning desire in you all week long. Let me show you what was in you. Let me show you what was attached to you. Dang, throw me out there like that. Yeah, I wasn't going to say nothing until Daddy Wells opened his mouth and I would use him. That word of sensual. And you'll find out what he's talking about. Go into the Greek and find out. Did it tell you? But it's earthly, sensual, and demonic. For where jealousy and selfish ambitions are, there is confusion and every evil deed. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy, fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. Fruit righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Spirit of man, the wisdom, man's wisdom, and Yahweh's wisdom. And there's a big difference. And we operate in both. We operate in both. Abba is trying to get us to operate more in his wisdom. The more that we grow, the more that we put aside, the more that we know and understand ourselves. But sometimes, even when we go through things for the glory of Yahweh, I got to keep beating that because we got to understand it. It ain't no always just woe is me. It's for the glory of Yahweh. Then I want to sit there and tell that about myself? No, I didn't. I wasn't. I keep telling y'all, I wasn't going to say nothing. But y'all had D.U.L. run his big mouth and send me a text. Now I'm just joking. Y'all used that brother. And he heard the spirit of Yahweh, so he sent me a text 15 minutes before I came on. Exactly 15 minutes. Last scripture, family. 1 Corinthians. Back in 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, 4 through 11. That ain't it. Oh, no. Hold on for a second. Oh, I'm in Chronicles. I'm sorry. You know, my eyes are terrible. I get on with me in Chronicles. All right, family. Now, there are various kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are various kinds of service and the same Master. There are various kinds of workings, but the same Elohim, who works all things in all. But to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the profit of all. The other part of the spirit that Abiyah gave you is for everybody. Not just your brothers and sisters in the assembly or inside the nation of Israel. It is for everyone. For everyone. For to the one is given through the spirit the word of wisdom and to another the word of knowledge according to the same spirit. To another faith by the same spirit. And to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another workings of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of languages, and to another the interpretations of languages. But the one and the same Spirit produces all of these, distributing each one separately as he desires. Oh, that's it. That's the 11 family. Abiyah, who disperses his wisdom, his spirit upon each and every individual for the glory of him first and foremost and for the body of Mashiach and for the world. All the spirit, all the gifts that Abiyah gives us is for the world, not just for our hogging or for the nation of Israel. It's for the world. Maybe someone will see you healing someone. And it ain't maybe, yes, it can be healing where you go in there, they got cancer, you put your hands on them, and the cancer is gone. But it could be the healing within words. You could be that brother or that sister that they get healing from because your spirit that's on you. When you come around, whatever mood they're in, you bring their mood up. Tell you something. You brighten their day. You always have a word of encouragement to them. So you're healing them. Say the right thing in our mind, so to speak, not understanding that that's the spirit that Abba Yah gave us. That's the gift that he gave us. Always Johnny on the spot for them. They can always call you. It's going to come out you pleasant. And you're able to give them what the scripture says, hope. What's in you. You're able to bring them up and out of whatever misery they're in. That's a gift that Abba Yah gives. It's a gift. And go back through these gifts. See which one Abba Yah has given you from you was born. By the time you came into the faith, he just pulled more of it out of you by giving you his spirit. See which one that better fits you. And in another place, Paul said the gift that you get, work at it. Be better at it. Decide. If you that one that it has the interpretation, magnify it. Magnify it. For healing, magnify it. The wisdom, the word comes easy to you, magnify it. That Abba Yah gave you. And make it grow within you. And he gave all of us a gift. No one can say he didn't give us nothing. You got the Holy Spirit. You have one of them. Which one it is. So you can walk in yours. That's the end of the blog talk tonight, family. Shalom, shalom. Matter of fact, we ain't over here. I got to say the prayer and the benediction. Benediction, then a prayer. But that's the end of the blog talk. Hopefully, prayfully next week, we will have the Yellow Deed on, the young adult, that we can hear from them. Amen? Hopefully. We'll see how Abba Yah God thinks. We know he God and everything. So you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Shabbat. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to the own. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the word that you spoke tonight, Father Yah, that it goes on fertile ground, Abba Yah. That it take root, Father, and that it grow, Father. That it spread, that it sprouts out, Father. That it become a strong rooted tree within us, Abba Yah. That it sprouts fruit from us, Abba Yah. Your word, Father. That we may speak it, that we may eat it, that it may nourish us, Father. That when the world sees there's something different about us, Abba Yah. That we have magnified the gift that you gave us, Abba Yah. Father Yah, I ask and pray for all those who are ailing in any type of way. All those who are in the sound of my voice, who will listen later, Father. That they're ailing in any way, Father Yah. If they battle in any demon, Father Yah, that you strengthen them, Father Yah, that you let them know that Yahushua lives in them and they can bring them out anytime they want. In Yahushua's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Shabbat shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat shalom, Abba Yah.
So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high
to worship you.
My knees, all praise to you. Up high
to worship you.
My knee.
All praise to you.
I vow to be humble. Yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation. Only one that I can trust, you're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I raise
to worship you.
Bow down,
all
praise
to
you. Up high. I need you. Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh, I need you. Oh.